Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, May 20, 2025. Peabody will be hosting a citywide discussion following the death of a young student. Merrimack, Amesbury first responders rescue a 7-year-old boy. Cloudy, upper 50s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 6:02 p.m. Caroline Enos reports that the city of Peabody will host a community-wide discussion following the sudden death of a middle schooler over the weekend. Our city has suffered a devastating loss with the unexpected passing of a 14-year-old Higgins Middle School student, Mayor Ted Betancourt said in a statement to Peabody Public Schools families on Monday. He further is quoted as saying, "As a father, I cannot fathom the depth of his family's grief, and I offer them my profound sympathies, as well as those of our entire community. Going forward, we'll address how we as a community can reinforce a nurturing environment focused on safety, understanding, and a renewed sense of hope for our youth." The student died early Saturday morning, and grief counselors were available to students and staff at Peabody Schools on Monday. Out of respect for the family, the school district would not release further information about the situation, according to Superintendent Josh Fidala. A time and date for the community discussion has not yet been released. That story is by Caroline Enos in the Salem News. The Newburyport Daily News is reporting that thanks to the quick, collaborative responses of Merrimack and Amesbury first responders, a 7-year-old boy was freed from a swampy marsh on Friday and is now home recovering with family. The incident occurred Friday beginning at 7:30 p.m. when Merrimack police and fire departments received a report of a missing boy. That prompted police officers Jonathan G. Huey and Scott LaValle to visit the boy's East Main Street home before beginning the search. Amesbury officer Tommy Nichols and K-9 Meatball also responded, as well as officers Liam Leary and Ryan Devaney. They were joined by off-duty officers Merrimack Sergeant Richard Holcroft, Merrimack Police Officer William David, and Amesbury Police Officer Neil Moody, with David and Moody providing drone support. After an intense search, Nichols, Meatball, Huey, and Devaney located the child about 1.3 miles away from home in a swampy marsh, waist-deep in water and stuck in mud. The officers were able to remove him from the mud and carry him to safety for evaluation. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
During his most recent Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon talked about the FY 2026-2030 Capital Improvement Plan, which outlines a more structured and transparent approach to prioritizing infrastructure and capital projects.
Capital Improvement Plan, I'm really excited to talk about because it's brand new. If you remember last year the council didn't approve the Capital Improvement Plan. So we took that feedback from various councilors and we went back to work, and Ethan Manning and Kim Turner came out with a completely brand new Capital Improvement Plan. And I think it's a more realistic and prioritized look at what the next 5 years will look like. And it also gives you a little preview of what the following 5 years will look like. You know, it's a 5-year plan, but we have projects in there that's not going to be worked on these 5 years, but they could come in the next 5 years. So again, city staff is excited to talk about these. They all liked the new process as well. As far as putting the CIP together, I think it's a lot clearer. We have metrics that we're using now. So there's actually, you get an actual score for each of these projects, and that's how we're prioritizing them. And again, I mentioned that with the rec center. The rec center scored very high in this new assessment around prioritizing projects. So that was validating. And we've also had a lot of water and sewer projects that we just went through a evaluation with a third-party consultant on, and that validated a lot of the scoring as well. So we're gonna talk about all of that once we get into the CIP, and I'm sure the councilors will have a lot of questions about that as well.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. And the Gloucester Times is reporting local officials and organizations on Cape Ann and the North Shore will learn about how the Healy Driscoll administration can support local infrastructure projects during an information and listening session on Wednesday. The session with the administration's Federal Funds and Infrastructure Office is scheduled for 1 to 3 p.m. on May 21 in Kairou's auditorium at City Hall. Federal Funds and Infrastructure Director Quentin Palfrey and Deputy Director Bob LaRocca, as well as Massachusetts Department of Transportation, are scheduled to provide an overview of state and federal funding opportunities, technical assistance resources, and matching funds available for municipalities, nonprofits, and other Massachusetts entities. Under Palfrey's direction, FFIO leads Healy's whole-of-government strategy for leveraging the opportunities available to access federal funding. Red Sox beat the Mets last night by a score of 3-1. The series continues tonight at Fenway. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.